China.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. So I didn't do any podcasting yesterday. Welcome to this Buddhist podcast. It's Wednesday mythical religious ceremonies with Mark. I didn't do one yesterday because I recorded a full-blown brilliant podcast yesterday, and then the recorder wasn't on. Allah, how dare you? What are you doing to me? A whole fucking 12 minutes of some of the top-notch podcasting you've ever heard in your life. And the Buddha just fucking fucked me like that because I didn't hit the record button. Like it was my fault when it's clearly God. I'm not taking responsibility anymore. I am blaming God. You could just blame God for everything. And that's what I'm doing. I'm starting to blame God, so watch out. The applause is for me, not for any deities. Fuck that bastard. We're doing a bit of occultism right now. So this is kind of some sort of bastardized Buddhism chanting that I have in the background while I shove shit up my ass, roll my eyes back, and piss my own face. It's just a ritual. I'm trying rituals. I'm getting into magic. That's magic with a K. And you won't believe what just happened. I fucking clogged the sink. No amount of magic's going to unclog my fucking sink. I don't know. I guess it was just the fact that I just would pour oil down it and not really take any precautions about washing pans for the last year or two, and now the whole thing is just backed up like a fucking shite toilet. So I'm going to do a deep dive on the strongest pipe cleaners. The strongest pipe cleaners. That sounds like a fucking, that'd be a good nickname for a really aggressive gay man. The strongest pipe cleaner. Like Mr. Muscle, you ever see him? He's bald. He's been hanging around the gay club, you know what I mean? Doing plumbing. That's what a plumber means. It means gay man. Did you just come up with that there, Mark? Yeah, I did. And I think I'll keep it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I think I'll keep it. But are we still recording? We better still be recording. Yeah, we're still recording. Fucking hell. I can't trust myself. You know what I mean? I can't trust my own mind. It plays tricks on me. But the lines are open if anyone has any tips on plumbing. And by that, I mean actual heterosexual plumbing. By there is grease trapped in my pipes. I don't know. I shoved a fucking coat hanger down there. I put a load of baking soda and vinegar. That was a good show. You know what I mean? It's a bit of a science experiment. And I put a load of hot water down there. And you know, after doing all that, looks like I clogged it more, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know what to do. I guess I could pray over it. Pray to the devil over it, maybe. That he might clean my pipes. The devil clean my pipes like a gay man. It's all coming full circle, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I haven't looked at the news in a while, so let's just check out what's going on with Sky. Sky News, top story in Sky today is applicants seeking to join RAF, RAF, the Royal Air Force, described as useless white male pilots in leaked email. I said that was leaked on purpose. But if they're that useless, well, should I send an application? I mean, it looks like the standard's low. So, I don't know, I'd love to be a fighter pilot, man. I'm not really a good driver of cars. But I don't know if that would, how would that correlate to the driver of Sky vehicles, you know? AKA a plane. I believe they're called pilots, or drivers of Sky vehicles. I think I would enjoy it. I'm gonna be one of the first people to make contact with the alien life force that's clearly amongst us, but is hidden from plain view. But I think I'm making contact, so it would be good if I was in a fighter jet, because it seems like the aliens take interest in fighter jets. If you read the same pulpy shitty news I read, most of the sightings are from fighter pilots or army personnel. So I think I'd be good in the army, you know what I mean? Just drop a couple of bombs here, a couple of bombs there. Here, I do a ton of bombing there on the weekends. You should see me if you come to one of my shows. I'm in Brighton this weekend, actually, if you want to see me bomb live. I need to get bomb sound effects, you know what I mean? But so, yeah, I might be sending an application for the RAF because useless white male pilots. That's fucking me. Honestly, though, I don't think it... I don't want to be racist here. I don't want to be racist here, but I don't know. I wouldn't... Who... I definitely... Okay, Chinese, Asian pilot, I'm all for it. Definitely good, I think. Spanish pilot, it just seems right. You know what I mean? Seems like Spanish, South American. Black pilot? Yeah, I'll have it. Aboriginal, Australian Aboriginal pilot. Is there... We're going to have to Google, is there any of them at all? Well, you know what? If there is one, you need to apply to the RAF because you're guaranteed a fucking job at this stage. So what else is going on around the world, ladies and gentlemen? Explosion at border crossing. Russian spy whale in Swedish waters. Don't give a fuck what that said. That made no sense. UFO sightings, meetings at NASA. More meetings about the fucking sightings, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? I'm way ahead of NASA. I'm in contact. Sometimes in the dead of night. In the dead of night, I just start giggling and muttering. That's what my wife says anyway. And I think I'm talking to them. Or they're talking to me. We're in contact anyway. Why wouldn't I be the fucking number one applicant out of the fucking world to be, you know, the lad to contact? They know I think like them. I think different. I'm like a fucking alien the way I think. So why would they want to contact fucking Joe Rogan or some shit when they could contact me? I could get institutionalized for talking like this, but I don't care because I'm on the forefront of the fucking the human expansion into the cosmos. I am talking with the others. I am in contact with them. I just need to get my hands on more drugs because I feel that helps. That and this other personality I have brewing up in the other hemisphere of my brain. But let me tell you, I'm just having a very spiritual day, you know. We lost the clinical trial, so we're not going to sacrifice our whorish body to the greater science and Big Pharma, those dogs. But then we might have got another one. Where did you get a job, Mark? Because, listen, mate, listen to me, buddy, to whoever's asking those questions. I have had all the jobs. I might apply for the RAF, I don't know. But I am now doing my part for curing diseases. What are you doing? What are you doing in your fucking just finance job? You fucking useless cunt. You useless fucking cunt. What do you do? Just pushing numbers around, making people poor and making yourself rich. Do I understand it? No. But it doesn't seem all that honest or pure or enlightened. I don't think it's the way forward to be a big city boy doing coke and giving prostitutes bruises. You know what I mean? Because that's what you do when you're in the money game, you big faggots. All right. Bit much there now. Anyway, so it's 4:52 p.m. on Wednesday, the 31st of May. It's the last day of May, people. We're going into June. You know what June means? Do you know what June means? It's my birth month. That means I am in full-blown psychosis. Usually in June is when I've had manic episodes where I've been communicating with the sun. Has the sun been communicating back? Fuck yeah. I was talking to the sun last year, and you know what it said to me? No one ever really dies, Mark, so do whatever the fuck you want. And I'm hoping to get some more updates on that this year. But, so yeah, we're May 31st, the year 2023 of our Palestinian Lord, Jesus Christ, of my Buddhist Lord. I've got many Lords, because I'm in with everyone. We're like fucking 5,000 years deep, ladies and gentlemen. With my Jew Lord, like 10,000 or something. I haven't looked at the books or anything. But on this day, in 1962, the State of Israel hanged German official Adolf Eichmann. Can you believe that name used to be very popular, the old Adolf, little Addy. But it looks like they've really stopped it sometime around after the Second World War. So, Adolf Eichmann, who escaped from a prison camp in 1946 and spent some 14 years in hiding for his part in the Nazi extermination of the Jews during World War II. Fuck, man, that must have been a pretty horny 14 years, like, you know, if you're in hiding from you know, everyone after you did some doggy things at in the Second World War. Anyway, and they brought him to Israel to hang him. That's mad, isn't it? That's like you're going, everyone in this whole place hates you. Well, peace be with you, Adolf Eichmann. I hope you reincarnated as something a bit less hateful. You probably reincarnated as a Jew. That's probably fucking, who's a famous Jew? Fuck. It's probably Seth Rogen. You know what I mean? That's the years nearly match up. He killed in 1962. When was Seth Rogen born? I'm sure you're in some sort of limbo for a couple of years before they give you a body. I think, bear with me now, ladies and gentlemen, Adolf Eichmann, infamous Nazi murderer, was reincarnated as former funny, now whack comedian from Canada, Seth Rogen. Yeah, I agree. It's a great theory and it deserves clapping. All right, this, like, I'm just trying to get back into it because I've had a few days off the podcast because just, you know, life and stuff. Life gets in the way, so I it's just taken me a few days to ease my way back in. I'm after destroying the sink in my kitchen. Destroying it? It's nothing's shifting. Does anyone have any, I don't need this fucking song. I don't need this song. Yeah, I was fucking listening to some druggy music, man. Anyone have any tips on how to clear scum, grime, and oil from the U-bendy thing in your kitchen sink without taking off the U-bendy thing? Because if I take off the U-bendy thing, I'm going to break the U-bendy thing and not get it back on. And I think you need... Yeah. Well, that's all. That's all we're going to do for today. Right? I'm going to be back tomorrow with an update on... my communication with the cosmos, and also what's going on with my sink. So hang in there. Oh, you're at the edge of your seat now. What's going to go on with his fucking sink? All right, guys, I know I'm going to get better, right? I'm going to Brighton this weekend, so, like, you know what the seaside air does to me? It makes me very creative. Very creative. Peace out, motherfuckers.